I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
They're voting red. That's right. In Pittsburgh, they're voting red. It's not good for Democrats, as the workers in the energy sector turn around and say, yep, you are not good for my job. You are not good for this country. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Big story of the day today brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. I told you earlier how Joe Biden is trying to bribe people with his student loan debt repayment plan, which is just another way of bribing people, because he's worried about losing all these college kids in Michigan, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. So he's taking your money and he's giving it to them. He doesn't care if you have debt. Maybe you have credit card debt. Maybe you have a mortgage, car payment. Doesn't care. Business loan. Doesn't care. He's going to give it to a bunch of snotty kids. Snotty kids on the main line who have advanced degrees and are going to wind up making a lot of money. He's going to give them money. That's what Joe Biden's doing. It's a payoff. It's a bribe. But it shows you how the Democrats have completely given up on the working people, the working men and women of this country, given up. They are the party of the faculty lounge. They are the party of the coastal elites. And there's a Wall Street Journal story that I saw about this, and it's great. And it says, now they're voting red. A Pennsylvania fracking boom weighs on Biden's reelection chances. Economic churn is pushing voters toward Trump in the Pittsburgh area, potentially overwhelming Democrats' base of college-educated workers. And they talk about this one guy and his family. They grew up in the Pittsburgh area. They were hit hard as 200,000 steel and manufacturing jobs disappeared from the region, upending their parents' generation, leaving Main Streets pocked with empty storefronts. You want to know why John Fetterperson is really making all these policy position shifts? It's not because somebody's squatting in his body. It's not because his body double's taking over. It's because he's realizing that his wacky lefty, I'm the Bernie Sanders of Pennsylvania little game, is not politically expedient for the moment. That's the truth. It's not politically expedient for the moment. John Fetterperson is a very politically expedient guy. And there's a U.S. Senate race coming up, and Dave McCormick's going to do very well, I think. And I think Trump's going to win Pennsylvania, which means McCormick's going to win the U.S. Senate seat. And part of the reason why is because these workers right now, they understand what's happening in this country. Pittsburgh is at the center of a class inversion between the two parties, and it's redefining American politics. Democrats have traded their former blue-collar base for professional-class metropolitan workers, while Republicans have become overly dependent on working class voters concentrated in far-flung suburbs, small towns, and rural areas. In Pennsylvania, the largest 2024 battleground state, President Biden's victory 4 years ago depended in large part on cheating, I added that part, on big gains among voters such as these people, who are professional people. But those gains have been overtaken by opposition from voters like this other guy who works in the natural gas industry, a sector that has given a boost to blue-collar workers in rural counties. And I'll read you this important point here. These energy economy voters see Biden as hostile to fracking, which taps natural gas trapped in sedimentary rock underground. The sector has drawn billions of dollars in new investment in Pennsylvania, much of it in the state's southwest corner. Biden has been particularly hurt by his decision to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. Remember, he made that nutty move on day one to play into his usual nonsense of giving into the extreme wacko lefty base. That's where the Democrat Party is today. It is the party, to quote James Carville, of the faculty lounge. It is the party of crazy college kids who chant death to Israel. That's the Democrat Party today. And it's the party of open borders. And the reason why John Fetterperson is coming out and saying, I don't agree with squatters, I want the border secure and I want to stand with Israel, is because there was a time when all those positions were considered mainstream in the Democrat Party. Think back to Governor Ed Rendell. Think back to a time when you had the other Casey, the good Casey, not the lesser Casey, his father. Think of all the Pennsylvania Democrats over the years who had positions similar to the positions that John Fetterman is now coming around to. It's not really that big of a 180 if you put it in that context. It's just that that guy was so far to the left because that's where the Democrat Party large is. But those voters now are not voting Democrat. The voters who are voting, who at one point would have supported a Casey or a Rendell, well, they're voting Republican now because the Democrat Party has abandoned them because they're working class people and the Democrat Party doesn't give a damn about them. And to prove that, Biden announced today he's paying off his student loans for a bunch of snotty college kids. So all these working class people think, oh, that's great. I got to bust my ass all day. I got to work hard. I got to put food on the table. I've got debt, but he doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about my debt. And he doesn't. Biden also, of course, now has gone after the fossil fuel industry. And many of these voters believe the president's push for Americans to adopt electric vehicles will undercut jobs tied to fossil fuels, because they absolutely will. The area's reliance on energy jobs helps explain why Democrats look to be losing more voters than they have gained here, despite a Biden agenda that's pumping billions of dollars into infrastructure and manufacturing. Everyone here is aware that it's better for oil and gas if Republicans get elected, said Adam Kress, who works in a town about 30 miles north of Pittsburgh. There is little sign that Biden can regain substantial support in seven largely working class and rural counties that surround the city, every one of which produced a larger vote margin for Trump in 2020 than in 2016. The resistance to Biden's energy policies is making it harder for the incumbent to stop his party's decline among non-college voters, forcing the party to wring more votes out of a Democratic base elsewhere that so far seems dispirited. And that's why Biden is trying to cater to the kooky. Look, if you're wondering right now, because you're an intelligent person, obviously you're listening to this show, why doesn't Biden just pivot to the middle? Why doesn't he just pivot? It's a general election. Why doesn't he start talking about securing the border? Why doesn't he talk more about standing with Israel instead of putting conditions on Israel? Why doesn't Biden go after squatting? Why doesn't Biden talk about making America energy independent? It's a general election. He's already got the primary. The answer is because they've lost so many working class voters that are not coming back that they need the kooks. And if they lose all these kooks in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, they're toast. He's toast. And a lot of these kooks are not going to vote for Biden because they don't think he's anti-Israel enough. They don't think he's going far enough on destroying America's energy independence. They don't think Joe Biden is doing enough to ensure the border's wide open. And these are the same college kids and recent college graduates that he needs. He needs every one of them to offset the working class voters in the suburbs outside of Pittsburgh who are all voting Trump. That's why he's giving them student loan debt repayment. That's why he's bribing them with your money, taking your money and giving it to them as a bribe. That's what Joe Biden's doing in defiance of the United States Supreme Court. And this is the reason, because I'll quote you this one guy. This guy's a manager in a natural gas fracking industry. He grew up in a Democratic family, but abandoned the party and backed Trump twice, due in large part to what he believes is an antagonistic Democratic approach to fossil fuels. Quote, I will never vote Democrat again, ever. It's just not going to happen. So in order to offset the loss of this guy, you got to make sure that the nutty recent graduate living in Madison, Wisconsin, or outside of Michigan, one of the suburbs there that Biden lost to an unknown, no-name, literally no-name delegate, like as in no name, you got to get those crazy kooks out to vote for him. And that's going to be a problem. In fact, they're even talking about there may be protests at the Democrat National Convention, anti-Israel protests at the Democrat National Convention. So what do you do? What do you do if you're going to offset all these energy workers and all these people outside of the Berg who are all going for Trump? Well, you send money to the college kids. You pay off their loans. You realize that guys like that aren't coming back. So who cares about his truck? Who cares about his mortgage? Who cares about his credit card debt? Who cares about any of that? These are guys with tattoos. These are big guys. These are guys who work for a living. The fact that Biden today announced that he's paying off student loan debt for another, 30 million Americans infuriates these guys. It infuriates them. But Biden doesn't care because he knows he's lost them. He knows he's lost them. They're not coming back to him. It doesn't matter what, even if the unions endorse him, the workers are not voting for him. It doesn't matter if the United Auto Workers Union president endorses Joe Biden. The workers are not voting for Joe Biden. So in order to do that, you got to give out a bribe. Here's Biden earlier as he goes on talking about redistributing your money that you pay for, your taxpayer dollars, as new plan now to cancel student debt. Take a listen.
From day one, my administration has been committed to fixing the broken student loan system and making sure higher education is a ticket to the middle class, not a barrier. My administration has approved debt cancellation for 4 million Americans through various actions. And today, I'm announcing new plans that would cancel student debt for millions more. In total, these plans would cancel some or all student debt for 30 million Americans when combined with everything we've done so far. To find out how these plans may impact you.
Mm-hmm. So now, you think about these hardworking men and women who work for a living in the surrounding areas of Pittsburgh. Once Pittsburgh and its surrounding counties were largely unified in a single economic and political ecosystem of industry, unions, and democratic leadership. Steel and manufacturing plants were dotted along the two rivers that converge in the city to form the Ohio River, a transportation gateway to the west and the south. Then steel collapsed, big job losses coming in the 1980s. The region started shedding population. And it goes on to talk about how fracking has become a thing where people can earn $85,000 a year right out of high school. They don't have to go to college and rack up student loan debt. The workers can then climb in responsibility to jobs that top out at $200,000, even $250,000 in annual wages. It's good money, really good money. And Biden wants to destroy that sector. He wants to destroy that. And then that money, then they spend that in restaurants or new homes. They buy cars, all benefiting the people in the region. So now even outside of the workers now, the people that can see businesses coming back, for example, they don't want to see fracking go away. They don't want to see this war on energy continue. And these people are not coming back because Obama started this with the war on coal and destroyed a lot of these towns in Pennsylvania and other places. And now Biden's doing the exact same thing, this time going after natural gas. What do you think the liquid natural gas export ban is all about? It's about making sure that the kooks come out and vote for him. He's got such a problem with his base. And you don't hear a lot of people explain this because they're not they haven't been in politics like I have before I got on talk radio. But if you don't have your base locked up at this point in a general election, you got a problem. I mean, you have a major problem, and that is not being discussed enough, how Joe Biden can't even lock down Democrats, let alone try to win over people like this. So you abandon people like this. You say, the hell with the working class. I got to just try to win back the kooks. There's a progressive Democrat who lives just north of the neighborhood. He recalls a child in Uniontown where his great-grandfather once owned a small coal mine that failed. He grew up listening to conservative talk radio and never questioned the Republican politics of his family. But he said that changed after he moved to Pittsburgh and took his first job at a startup in the city that made software to help hospitals track patients. He credits his political shift to his exposure to more diverse people and issues in the city, including racial injustice and homelessness. Then he started going to Black Lives Matter protesters and protests and all these other things. But the problem, though, is that for guys like him, who are the white working class college educated voters, there's not enough of them to overtake the blue collar voters who used to vote Democrat, who are now all voting Republican. So Biden's got a real problem here. And Trump is doing better in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, these states than the polls are showing, than the polls are reflecting. Don't doubt me on this. And this is why I tell you that Biden's war on energy is an absolute disaster for them this November. The liquid natural gas export ban, all these guys who are working in that industry, when they heard that, they thought, he's coming for my job. Every time they talk about banning gas stoves, every time they talk about banning electric vehicles, every time they talk about whatever nutty natural gas ban, this or that, they hear this stuff, these guys go, we're doubling down on Trump, man. We're doubling down. And they're going to vote Republican down ballot. And this is happening. And this is real. They're also looking at the invasion of the southern border and thinking that this is insane. In addition to everything else, John Fetterman is not having a come-to-Jesus moment because he really believes these things. He's realizing now that the tea leaves have changed. These used to be his voters, by the way. All right, I got a lot more to come, a lot more to say, including some nutty comments from The View. Shocking, tying the eclipse to climate change. But I want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Great guy, great friend of the show, and the master of dental implants. Go see him today for your perfect smile. You deserve a beautiful smile. And there is simply no one better than Dr. Mike to give you the smile of your dreams. He's a great guy and a great friend. And yes, he is the official dentist of the Zioli family. In fact, Bridget is going for her new smile in a couple weeks. As a matter of fact, she already had her consultation. They got to do all the moldings and everything. Dr. Mike is great, and his level of care is unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations, and that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So, if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. You have a choice for you and your family. So give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you will not be disappointed. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. It's VanariaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue along here on the special eclipse edition of the show, I was thinking back earlier today when they were showing Eagle Pass, Texas in darkness, how much easier it would be to cross the southern border illegally. But then again, you don't really need an eclipse to do that. You just have to walk through it. So glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. It's been a big show. Great to be back with you. Thanks again to my buddy Michael Pelka, Stunt Brain, for filling in for me last week. And don't forget, Politics and Pints this coming Thursday. Dom Giordano is hosting Senator Rand Paul. That's right. The one and only Senator Rand Paul. His book on Fauci and COVID is an absolute must. So you want to attend that. You definitely want to go to Politics and Pints. It's going to be a great night, Thursday night. And you don't want to miss it. All right? It's going to be fun. Politics and Pints. So do it. Do it. All right? Do it. There's a movie coming out. Now, I'm a big movie buff. I know you. Hollywood's a bunch of commie libs. And yeah, I get it. I know. I understand all that. But I like movies. And there's a movie called Civil War coming out. Not Captain America Civil War, which is one of the good Marvel movies many, many years ago. It's a movie called Civil War. It's about America in a civil war. Now, the hot takes from the media have all been that the Civil War, it's all about Trump. It's the fascistic Donald Trump character. It must be Trump. It has to be. I saw this over at Newsbusters, my friends over there, and Christian Toto had this piece about this. Was it him? Yeah, Christian Toto. And he said, all the media trying to go out there and say that this is about Trump. And Nick Offerman, who's one of the actors in the movie, plays the president, was asked the question, how much of Donald Trump, how much of Trump inspired you and your playing of this character, and how much of this was about that? And surprisingly, of course, you know, the Hollywood Reporter wants to go there. And surprisingly, Nick Offerman doesn't take the bait. Neither does his co-star, by the way, Kirsten Dunst. But here's a little bit of Nick Offerman explaining how, no, actually, the movie is not about Trump. Trump didn't even come up. I know. Amazing, right?
California and Texas are not teaming up in any way anytime soon.
And you guys shot this 2 years ago, and it's obviously now coming out 6 months before the election. What do you kind of think about, feeling about the timing of that?
I mean, there's an election every couple of years, from what I can tell from my mailbox. And so Alex wrote this in 2020. And so, I think that any material like this, if he wrote it last year and it came out in 2 years, it's still going to be on the cusp of a midterm election. And so, again, I think that's what's brilliant about it, is that it transcends the ongoing politics, not just in our country. There are so many countries where fascism is knocking at the door or ruling the roost, and this film sort of addresses that tendency in all of human civilization, where it's like, if we keep this...
But she's disappointed, though, because she was hoping that it was going to be Trump. And that's the thing, is that it's not about that. In fact, in the movie, California and Texas team up together. They actually team up together. And that doesn't make any sense if you think about it. But I guess we have the other question that she asked him here. Okay, this is the specifically about Trump part of the question. Here we go.
If he's making something, I hope he invites me to be in it.
The director he's talking about.
And there's obvious comparisons to Trump here and obviously our political climate. How closely did you kind of want to play that?
It honestly didn't even come up. It's so unrelated to any actual factions or politicians. Everybody, that's what I think is so brilliant about this film, is that everybody on any side of the aisle or any faction has a lot to say, and we're all immediately divisive and partisan in our conversations. Everybody's mad about those other jerks, and this movie transcends that and has none of it. It's about all of us, and I'm so grateful for that. I think it's so brilliant. It's so thoughtful of Alex. It would be so easy to make this movie and lay in some Easter eggs and some of this or that, but that you would lose half your audience one way or the other. And instead, this is like a great novel. It's for everybody to say, oh, maybe heading towards war in our country is not the best route. Maybe we should reconsider the direction we're heading.
Imagine that if you try to make a movie that doesn't divide half the audience by your politics. Imagine that. What a concept. I haven't seen this movie yet. I have no idea, other than it looks really cool. Looks like a good movie. And I've also told you, I don't really think we'll ever actually fight a civil war again because of the nature of our geography. But nevertheless, it's not about Trump. It's not a warning about Trump. It's not a pre-election warning about Trump. It's not look, this is what will happen to America if Trump gets back in there. It's just a movie. They tried to make a damn good movie. As Nick Offerman said, a butt-kicking movie. I got to watch the A word. I don't want to get the kids in the car with the clips, and everybody's freaking out today. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that movie. That might be good. But in real life, Jamie Dimon sounds the alarm about the worst risks to the United States since World War II. Jamie Dimon, not known to be one of the most lunatic men on the planet, not known to be some vast right-wing conspiracy nut, Jamie Dimon, the head of Citibank. I mean, that's the guy, J.P. Morgan. Or Chase, not Citibank, Chase. And he told investors Monday he continues to expect the U.S. economy to be resilient and grow this year, but he worries that geopolitical events, including the war in Ukraine and the Israel-Hamas war, as well as U.S. political polarization, might be creating an environment that may very well be creating risks that could eclipse anything since World War II. He says America's global leadership role is being challenged outside by other nations and inside by our polarized elections. We need to find ways to put aside our differences and work in partnership with other Western nations in the name of democracy during this time of great crises. Uniting to protect our essential freedoms, including free enterprise, is paramount. And he said, America and the free Western world can no longer maintain a false sense of security based on the illusion that dictatorships and oppressive nations won't use their economic and military powers to advance their aims, particularly against what they perceive as weak, incompetent, and disorganized Western democracies. America needs to lead with its strengths, not only its military, but also its economic, diplomatic, and moral forces. And now we must do so as America's leadership is being challenged around the world. There is nothing more important. America's leadership is being challenged around the world. No, he's talking about, right? He's talking about how weak Biden is. He's talking about how weak Biden is. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. America's leadership is being challenged throughout the world. Elon Musk retweeted that and said, yes. Do you remember a while ago, Jamie Dimon came out and said, Democrats need to stop demonizing people who say are going to vote MAGA and all the things Trump was right about? I think deep down inside, Jamie Dimon sees the risks of the globalism. He certainly has spoken out about America's spending, the deficit we have, all those things. But now he's really taking a shot at Biden, if you think about it. America's leadership is being challenged around the world. Because we got this bumbling fool in the White House who keeps falling upstairs, tripping upstairs. And so, yeah, these other countries around the world look at us and go, psh, bunch of suckers. It's a reminder of what Jamie Dimon said
a little
while
ago. You've got this great hand, but when people say MAGA, they're actually looking at people voting for Trump, and they think they're voting, and they're basically scapegoating them, that you are like him. But I don't think they're voting for Trump because of his family values. Now, if you look, just take a step back, be honest. He was kind of right about NATO. Kind of right about immigration. Mm-hmm. He grew the economy quite well.
China virus.
Tax reform worked. Mm-hmm. He was right about some of China. I don't like what he did.
No, I said China virus.
Yeah, I understand. He may have been right. And I don't like how he said things about Mexico. I don't like. But he wasn't wrong about some of these critical issues. And that's why they're voting for him. And I think people should be a little more respectful of our fellow citizens. And when you guys have people up here, you should always ask the why. Not like it's a binary thing. You're supporting Trump. You're not supporting Trump. Why are you supporting Trump?
It's hard to
Trump?
Hate 75 million of your fellow Americans. And
I agree.
It's done criminally.
And, you know, the Democrats have done a pretty good job with the deplorables, hugging onto their Bibles and their beer and their guns. I mean, really? Like, can we just stop that stuff and actually grow up and treat other people with respect and listen to them a little bit?
Jimmy,
and I do think the economy will affect. And I think this negative talk about MAGA is going to hurt Biden's election campaign.
See that? All this talk about MAGA and demonizing other people and demonizing all these Trump voters, and Trump was right about all these things. And just think about all that. Just think about all that in the context of what Jamie Dimon is warning about. So I'm looking forward to people waking up and getting their head out of their you-know-what. It would be nice, wouldn't it? All right. Summer is almost here. I tell you, I love being down in the Keys. It was great. And we were in the pool every day. My kids were in the pool every day. We had so much fun. But it's a reminder that before you know it, the shirts are coming off and you're going to be at the pool. You don't want to be chubby. You don't want to love handles. You want to feel good about yourself. Well, that's okay, because NJ Diet is going to help you lose weight. And I know you've heard a lot about these shots that are out there. Everybody's taking. There's a lot of side effects with these things. Some countries have banned them outright. And NJ Diet's an all-natural, healthy way to lose 20 to 40-plus pounds guaranteed in just 40 days' time. And here's the best part. It works faster than those shots without the side effects. So this is a no-brainer. I know people who've done this who've said the results have been outstanding. It was not nearly as hard as you think. And then they were able to keep the weight off going forward, because it's not hard, because you don't have to eat those horrible prepackaged foods. You don't have to go through shots, and you don't have to go through any surgeries or hormones or any of that nonsense. It's an all natural plan designed to work with your body and your biochemistry, so you get the results to lose the weight. And that's the beautiful thing about NJ Diet. So what are you waiting for? Just go to njdiet.com and lose the weight today. There's locations close by you. King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Newark, Delaware, and Princeton. And live online at njdiet.com. This is guaranteed weight loss. This is guaranteed that by the time the summer rolls around, you're looking good when the shirt comes off at the beach and the shirt comes off at the pool. And it works for men. It works for women. It just works. Go to njdiet.com. Guaranteed weight loss. 855-5-NJ-DIET. And lose the weight for good.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Okay, as we continue along here, great to be back with you on our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I was mentioning I missed the earthquake last week. I was down in the Keys. I did post a picture on Instagram and of me and Reagan hanging out at the pool, and I said, this little girl is causing earthquakes you're feeling all the way back home. And I missed the absolute hysteria over this, and I hope you're able to pick up your patio chairs or whatever pieces of paper fell off the counter. And I hope that everybody was okay. If any paper fell off and accidentally perhaps cut you in some way, shape, or form. But we'll never forget the earthquake, of course. And now we have the solar eclipse. So obviously, all of this is linked to not climate change. But we're blaming it on climate change anyway. Why not? There was that idiot who was running for U.S. Senate in New Jersey, a Democrat, who tweeted out how she's never felt earthquakes before in New Jersey. So this is obviously climate change. Climate change. Earthquakes. So now earthquakes are being blamed for this too. Not fault lines. Earthquakes are being blamed. Climate change. Climate change. Not fault lines. Climate change. So the stupidity comes out in big, big numbers, you know, when things like this happen. And a lot of people said, well, I felt like I heard a boom sound, or I felt like the earth under me didn't move. But climate change caused all that. And now an eclipse. And then, of course, they also try to say that there's all these crazy end of the world theories going on. Now, I, for one, am all for the end of the world. And bring it on. You know, giant meteor, come on down. Just do it. If you could, do it before a Friday. And then I'll have a good excuse for taking off work. Well, a meteor hit. There's nothing I can do about it. But they're blaming all this on either climate change, or they're trying to instigate that there's this big, vast right-wing conspiracy that this is the end of the world. Now, most of us are quite frankly tired of talking about the eclipse, and I don't know if you threw any eclipse parties today. Maybe you're drunk on some eclipse cocktail right now. I don't know if you are. If you are, good for you, I guess. You're having fun. But anyway, over at The View, let me hurt your brain for just a few moments. You have to hear this. This is amazing. The stupidity on this show. And this is why I think America is really hurting in a lot of ways, and because this stuff is on all day long. When people go to the various places to do things, and this kind of stuff's on in the background. I also think they put this stuff out to try to dumb down the population. I really do. I think they put this down. ABC is the parent company of The View, and ABC Disney. Disney owns ABC, and China owns Disney. So I do think it is a vast Chinese conspiracy to dumb down our entire country with this kind of lunacy. It begins with an argument between Whoopi Goldberg, Karen Johnson, and Sonny Hostin over cicadas and cicadas. And they argue about this. And then it concludes that with the cicadas coming, with the eclipse and the earthquake, it's about climate change. So I'm going to share this stupidity with you, because if nothing else, it should make you feel better about your life. If you have to deal with stupid people all day long in some capacity, shape, or form, at least maybe they're not as stupid as these people. I don't know. But, or maybe if they are, maybe you know why. This might be the answer. Now you know why they're as dumb as they are. They seem to be. Here we go.
Away.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas. Although I love for the first time in
cicadas,
like
cicada.
No. Two That's, different.
No,
two,
no,
well, they, this is what I read. Two different
there's
times.
Two different kinds of cicadas.
Yes, two different times are coming.
The good cicadas types, and the bad cicadas.
But
no.
For the first time in many, many
riveting,
years.
Right?
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know, maybe you know better.
In a way.
I will say all those things.
Did you just hear that? That was a 30-second argument about, no, 40 seconds, about cicadas or cicadas. The two of them, you can tell these two don't like each other, right? I mean, they just had a flat-out argument on national television. And granted, nobody heard it, but arguing about cicadas and cicadas. The back and forth. I love this. I love the stupidity of daytime television. This is amazing. All right, keep going here.
Other would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists or something is
returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No,
it happens. The eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen, and they actually can say when these things are going to happen. So all these folks who are saying, you know, it's a sign from God. God doesn't give you warning. Okay.
Don't gloss over the. Her point was about climate change, not the rapture, Whoopi. It was about climate change. And even Joy Behar had to come out and go, no, it's under the ground. And it has nothing to do with it. Even Joy Behar had to say that. And even Karen Johnson, Whoopi Goldberg, had to jump in. And to Sonny Hostin, the attorney on the show, shows you how tough it is to get a law degree, to jump in and say, yeah, it has nothing to do with that. Nothing. It's not. That's not. Yeah. No. Just saying. Not climate. Cicadas, not climate change. They want to blame anything. They can't. Or Trump. Why not blame Trump? They actually started by blaming Trump for this. Now, the epicenter was not Bedminster, New Jersey. It was Lebanon, New Jersey. It's not even the same county as where Bedminster is. But they actually began by blaming Alyssa Farah, who used to work for him, a phony Republican, a Fugazi Republican, actually began that segment by blaming Trump for the earthquake. I assume this is supposed to be funny. I assume this is supposed to be, I guess, an attempt at humor during daytime television. I don't know.
Crazy is with the earthquake on Friday and then the eclipse today, people are having all sorts of conspiracies about the end of the world. And then I read online that the earthquake epicenter was actually at Bedminster in New Jersey.
Right.
Fun fact. So it originated with Trump.
I have to say, Karen Dupuis
didn't actually originate at Bedminster or with Trump, but that's funny. It's funny. Very, very funny. That's fine. Now, in the meantime, what none of them are talking about is how many whales and dolphins are dying in all this conversation about nonsense and climate change. Just this week, we learned that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, has issued an incidental harassment authorization to Atlantic Shores Offshore Wind LLC to incidentally harass, by level B harassment only, marine mammals during marine site characterization surveys in waters off New York, New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland, including in the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management commercial lease of submerged lands for renewable energy development on the Outer Continental Shelf lease areas and associated export cable corridors. You might be asking yourself, what the hell does that mean? The company suspects its activities will disturb marine life as they put in these massive monstrosities of windmills. And the government is okay with it. In fact, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration characterizes two distinct levels of harassment. Level A harassment means any act of pursuit, torment, or annoyance that has the potential to injure a marine mammal or marine mammal stock in the wild. Level B harassment refers to acts that have the potential to disturb but not injure a marine mammal or marine mammal stock in the wild by disrupting behavioral patterns, including but not limited to migration, breathing, nursing, breeding, feeding, or sheltering. If they really want to harass these animals, they should play the view for them underwater. Here's a list of the anticipated species that'll be affected by the windmill exploration. And that the government has now given the go-ahead to the offshore's wind people to go ahead and harass these sea creatures. The fin whale, the sei whale, the mink whale, the humpback whale, long-finned pilot whale, Atlantic white-sided dolphin, common bottlenose dolphin, short-beaked common dolphin, Atlantic spotted dolphin, Riso's dolphin, harbor porpoise, harbor seal, and gray seal. And my buddy Matt Rooney over at Save Jersey asked a great question. Does anyone really believe that no level A harassment is possible, given not only what we observed during Orsted's Ocean Wind Adventures, dozens of dead whales and dolphins littering our beaches and waterways, but also in light of other admissions made in government filings? The other admissions that they made in government filings show that the increased risk of death for marine mammals is significant. And they conceded this. The Bureau of Energy Management conceded the possible increased risk of death for marine mammals in New Jersey. Quote, currently there is no evidence connecting offshore wind with dead whales found on New Jersey shores, is what the Sierra Club had tweeted back in January. Climate change is a threat, and the climate crisis demands we develop renewable energy for a more equitable future. And then, of course, we have all kinds of people blaming things like, as I told you earlier in the show, genes for climate change. But the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management said the following. Irreversible impacts on marine mammal populations could occur if one or more individuals of an ESA-listed species were injured or killed, or if these populations experienced behavioral effects of high severity. With implementation of mitigation measures developed in consultation with the NMFS, the potential for an ESA-listed species to experience high-severity behavioral effects or to be injured or killed would be reduced. No irreversible high-severity behavioral effects from project activities are anticipated. However, due to the uncertainties from lack of information that are outlined, these effects are still possible. Irretrievable impacts could occur if individuals or populations grow more slowly as a result of displacement from the project area. And they include a description of whale impacts and notes that, well, there isn't sufficient information. However, we can tell you a variety of factors could be affected by all this. We had the chance when we were down in Florida to do a dolphin encounter, and it was great. We got in the water with the dolphins. Maya was the name of the dolphin, and all the kids had a chance to pet her, and she hugged everybody. It was adorable. It was so sweet. Bottlenose dolphin. But the trainer kept going on about saying how danger, you know, these animals are in danger, and I kept thinking, yeah, particularly in New Jersey, particularly because King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, the dolphin killer, he, without question, has it in for the whales and dolphins, all in the name of climate change, by building these massive monstrosities that are going to destroy the view and hurt the economy and hurt these precious, beautiful God's creatures. But they don't care, because for them, it's about showing how their commitment to climate change means building thousands and thousands of these monstrosities off the shore. And that's what they're doing. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Hope you enjoyed the eclipse and the show. It's great to be back with you. Be back with you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. In the meantime, don't forget to get your tickets for Politics and Pints with Dom Giordano hosting Senator Rand Paul and his new book about Fauci and COVID and all the cover-ups. That's this Thursday night. You don't want to miss it. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Keep the conversation going on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.